16. Matthew chapter 16. I want to talk to you about the profile of a builder. The profile of a builder. Because if you're going to grow to the full maturation of God, you got to build. And most believers, we don't build. We take something and something else takes it off, and then we're not just building the way God wants us to build. Matthew chapter 16 and verse number 18, and I say unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give you the key of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever you shall bound on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you on earth shall be loosed in heaven. But I want us to see where he told Peter, upon this rock I've got to build my church. In other words, the church not just going to come. The church is not just going to appear because we all got good hearts. God is going to build his heart. And when he builds God's going to build his church, I should say. And as he builds his church, he's building you. And I want to talk to you about the profile of a builder. Because you've got to be a builder if you're going to go where God wants you to go. See, when you don't build, you keep facing the same obstacle over and over again. When you ever find yourself going through the same cycle, it's the same thing over and over, it's because you're not building. See, when God put us in play, he had a building mindset. I'll send my son Jesus to die on the cross. When he dies on the cross, I'm going to bring him back to heaven. Then I'm going to leave the Holy Spirit. Then I'm going to tell the people that receive what Jesus did, greater work shall we do. In other words, we build upon what Jesus already did. God has a mindset of building. This is why ministries become irrelevant, because they're not building. They keep the good that God has for them, but when God wants to move forward, they're unable to build. You want your marriage to be weak? Don't build on it. You want your children to not be able to grow into nothing? Don't build with them. You want your friends, and the reason why so many of you are bumping heads with people, because you're telling your friends, I'm ready to move forward, but they are unable to build upon what y'all have. And when you don't build, you go backwards into thinking, and the only thing you can celebrate is the little thing God gave you yesterday. How many times have you talked to people and they tell you a testimony? 15, 20 years, like God ain't doing nothing now. That one experience is all you can talk. That one vision, that's all you can talk about. God's looking for a company of people now that will have the mindset of building. You see, when you build, there are some guarantees in building. When you begin to build accurately according to godly apostolic patterns in your mind, things will change for you. Most believers don't build. They catch it. They catch everything. Whatever comes to the door, you just deal with it. You're not offensive, you're defensive. Things come at you instead of you coming at them. See, when you build, you got to go get the material. You don't wait. Lowe's ain't going to show up at your door and give you plywood. You got to go there and get it. You got to already have in your mind what you want, because there's so many things you can pick from. The mindset of a builder knows that I've got to get this. This is the type of friend I need. I can deal with these in and out personalities, but this is what I cannot live with. They've got to be in pursuit of their destiny. They've got to have this. I can't water this part down. But when you're not a builder, you'll take them and start making up stuff like, but he gonna get a job. He got a good heart. You just gotta get to know him. Whenever you hear stuff like that, that means there's no external expression. Well, the pastor's heart, you gotta get to know him and all this stuff. The only people that see what's in the heart and don't have to come out is people who are not building. When you're not building, you got to look so deep for something. The only people, Christians do that. Mainly women when it comes to men. Trifling, no good. You met him like that. He looked good, but you still got some kind of dream on the inside of him. Nobody else sees it, but you see it. You see it. Everybody's saying, listen, you done locked it. You see something nobody else see. Why? Because you're not built. You're not going nowhere. When you're not in motion, things become stuff. You can just fabricate dreams. See, there's a difference between a dream and a vision. Vision is action. Most dreamers sit there and they never move. They just dream. Oh, I just wish this would happen. I can't wait. And it's creeped into the church where prayer and this dream thing. Oh, I can see us having a daycare. I can see us having this. Like, what's stopping you today? Go downtown. Get the license. Things can happen now. We're living in emotion now. Some of you still think, well, how am I going to do this? How am I going to? You're going to do it because you're putting arms and legs to what God is putting inside of you. God can never do anything for anybody if you're sitting still. The bus will pass you by. You got to get in motion. But when you are not a builder, you just hope stuff. You let the world keep telling you stuff. Oh, the economy. We can't go down to Orangeburg or Columbia because gas prices. You let them tell you and dictate to you. But when you're a builder, you start thinking. Maybe I need to trade this car, and if it's going to be like this for 6 years, because I can get a car with economic, because I got to go. I got to do what God called me to do. Maybe I'm going to get a little bit more money. Maybe I can take some money off of this and put it toward gas to offset this and not go out here and do this. See, you start thinking with a profile of a builder when you know you got to go somewhere. When you're trying to get stuff done, but when you ain't trying to get nothing done, you just sit there and pray about it. You just think something's going to happen. You know, the children just going to change because they're sitting in church. You think your husband going to get saved just because you got a prayer warrior and every time you call them, they got issues and you call them and vent to them and you think, no, God looking for you to start building. Yeah. See, when you build, it's different. You come home and you say, look here, I don't care what you're doing, but you're coming back to God. When you start building, you prophesy, and people think you're crazy because you're talking what's inside of you. You're not talking what you see. You're talking what you believe. And you start posturing yourself like that. See, what you're doing today lets people know what you believe. When you don't believe nothing, you're just going to work and eating. Taking care of mama. Feeding the children. Making sure you get, that's all most people do. When you're not building, that's what you do. Something come up on the job. Yeah, you'll pray for them as long as they're in the way. You'll do something if somebody asks you. Jesus didn't do that. Jesus came and said, I got an assignment. There were people that tried to get him to stop moving forward in his assignment. But he didn't do that. He said, I came to do the will of him that sent me. In other words, let me distinguish what you're saying from what I'm hearing. Let me tell you, you're talking about now, but I'm talking about who sent me here. I'm here because of this. See, if we don't get that mindset, there'll be no building in your life. If there's no building, you'll never arrive to that place called there. You won't get there. You'll keep hoping. You'll keep hoping that the money, some of you, God has promised you things, and you still look at it like the world, like money going to do it. Money. The almighty dollar is going to bring you into some level of peace. You're still chasing it. Now, you're not going to verbalize that, but really that's what you're doing when I look at your actions. You're chasing money instead of settling this thing, God is my source. I'm not saying I'm not working, but what I'm telling you is I'm not getting uptight over things. Why? Because God is my source. I'm going home Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday night, and I'm just going to meditate on this because I need to shift my focus because God is my source. See, when you are not building, God is not your source. I'm talking your actions. You can say whatever you want to say. What you live is so loud, people do not hear what you're saying. It's what you are doing. This is why, you know, in the body of Christ, we got to get out of that, because everybody else can do it. If you see somebody delivering mail, what you call them? But only in the body of Christ, you don't have to do what you are. We don't see nothing, but they got the keys to the city. They are prophetess, but they don't have to prophesy. Evangelist so-and-so, but she never, not even one person got saved all year with her, but she's an evangelist. Only in the church we give people titles and let them do stuff that they're not producing. You go in the NFL, you go in the corporate world, when CEOs and people don't produce what they do, they get rid of you. But in the church, we love you. That's out. That ain't real love. God's looking for people. If you can't be a godly leader, you got to sit down. If you can't live up to the expectations of God and keeping God first in your life and building yourself into the image of Christ, you got to sit down. If you can't hold up the standard of staying spiritual and not letting the world rub off on you until you get to that point, you got to sit down. If you're mixing up the secretary from your wife and can't tell the difference, you got to sit down. Because godly standards will bring us to a place where we can only begin to build. But see, if you don't have a mindset of a builder, you just, you know, Rev, I'll do whatever you need me to do. That's how you talk. Instead of coming in saying, this is what I'm called to do. I've been placed here. Matter of fact, I didn't even recognize, you know, the pastor is here, but God called me here. God put me here. This is his church. Not no pastor church. This is his church. But see, when you're not a builder, you don't think like that. You go around and you get all these mental things of how you're going to grow. You let Donald Trump and all these people that make money. Can you imagine Christians looking to people to bring success? And these are worldly people. How can worldly people teach us how to be prosperous in God? They'll do anything for that almighty dollar. That's not the life of a believer. We just don't want the money. We want the influence. We want our families to be right. We want to be a good example. We want to be in right standing with God. How can they teach us how to be in right standing with God when they don't know God? But some of us, we still give our ear and we hope to be like these people. I'm talking your spirit, not what you say. Because most of you won't say that, but your actions. The job is your God. And I've told you before, you want to know what your God is, let God speak to you. And the next thing that come to try to tell you something contrary, that's your God. The next thing that comes to you, but I got to work. There it is. But who going to watch the children? There it is. God speaking now. I don't have enough money. There it is. You can find out what you're serving by whatever tries to come and stop what God is trying to get you to go into, and you obey it. Not the fact that it talks, but the fact that that's what runs you. So anytime the enemy want to sideline you, God trying to bring you to more, you come to church, you're getting into God, you're worshiping, you're praying, you're doing your thing at home, you're building, and all of a sudden when you build, you got to realize that you're going to have options. You don't go into Lowe's and just say, oh, what I need, that's all they got there. They're going to have everything there. You got to know what you need. Even though everything is good, you got to know what you need. And some of you, when you're building, you allow things to tell you what to do. For some of you, it's circumstances. You know, you're a Christian, but you're waiting on the right circumstance to tell you how you're supposed to act. You're waiting. Until that moment comes, you're waiting, thinking things are going to change. It don't work like that. Jesus came to the earth, died on the cross, and nobody knew anything about it. But he had in his mind us sitting here today. the mindset of, if I do this, then things will be built upon according to God. God always thinks about a building, in a sense, a building. He wants to build his temple in you. Upon this rock, Peter, I'm going to build my church. That's why the church is so short-handed, because we're not building. Years are going by, but we're not building. We're building monuments of men. We're building things that has nothing to do with Christ. We're building denominations, and we keep doing it. We're building cultural. You know, there's a denomination I call your culture. Because most of you serve mama and auntie them more than you do God. You're more concerned about family instead of Christ. I got to take care of mama. And I got to take care. Yeah, you can do that if something wrong with your mom. Nobody, but she ain't God. As much as I love my wife and my children, they ain't God. They can't help me all the way. So if we don't get that right, you'll never build. Because you want something to happen that will never happen. Are you with me? So let me give you a few false hopes or false things that people build from time to time. Jesus said this, upon this rock, Peter, I'm going to build my church. But the question is, what are you building upon? Let me tell you some things that you've got to watch out for, some perversions in our generation. Number one, people's advice. You can't build upon people's advice. When you're being led by God, you can't be built upon that. When God speaks to you and you go in motion, yes, people's advice can help what God is saying. But you cannot build upon people's advice. Some of you, if the doctor say it, that's all you need. Whatever the doctor say, you better hear the doctor. Because you'll be sitting there and they're telling you this. You know, it's like these children with ADD or CDA or whatever y'all call it, ADD. You're going to tell me my child got... No. No. You're not going to tell me that. Why? Because I'm going to fix their eating habits. I'm going to start getting their body chemistry. See, the doctors ain't going to tell you all that. But if you're taking advice because you're looking so hard, you'll be biting off everything. Well, three of the ladies, even if they're godly, you got to hear God for yourself. Nobody is going to build, or let me say it like this. Nobody is going to build your farm except you. Nobody's going to build with Christ for you except you. I may give you some things to help you, but you got to build your own relationship with Christ. No pastor, no church, no matter who your mama is, no matter how well she's popular, known, not known, you got to build your own way to God for yourself. Not living off the advice of other people. Books. Books on faith. Books on people that be on TBN all the time. Oh, they're popular. Let's go to their conference. I like these people. That ain't going to help you. Most 9 times out of 10, most people that crowd these places, they only being injected by something. But if they don't follow through, it's not going to last. As much people as gotten healed with Benny Hinn, I guarantee you, many of them has lost their healing. God has healed them. It was all God. But they lost it. Why? Because they're not building with Christ. You know, it's sort of like if you tell people you build in a house and you put the slab down there, concrete, and then you tell them, you let them build a house, then you come back and break the slab off. Yeah. It ain't going to work like that. You got to keep that. You the person got to maintain that. You got to keep that. That slab crack a little bit because you messed up. You better change that or the whole house is gone. See, when you're building, you cannot build with the opinions of other people initially. That's why you can't hear everything. It's good things, but they're not godly. I'm talking about profiles of people who want to build. When it comes to your marriage and your children, nobody can tell you about that. No books. You can add stuff to it. Don't get me wrong. But as far as you knowing your children and where they're going and you praying and getting direction for them to help them and push them forward, and your wife, your spouse, the only person that can do that is you. Nobody else, no matter what mama, I know they've been married 40-something years, but I still, that's not going to help me unless I've got a foundation to say, guess what? I've got to build upon some things. If you don't build, nothing will happen. You'll hear a lot of good stuff, but you'll be catching stuff. Don't ever build upon people's opinions. Don't do it, because it won't last. Oh, I think this will be okay. Even when I speak to you, hear God. You got to hear God. It's the frequency of God, not a man, but the God of the man. That's what you're hearing for. Where is God? Who is God using with where I'm going? Not just who's he using, because he's using other people for different things. But some of y'all like to creep over and look over here. Here we are in this kind of church, but here you're still dabbing into this faith message. Oh, but Pastor, we can use this too. How? They've been using the faith message. Faith is a lifestyle, not just these four or five little revelations that he got so you can write in your notebook that you don't look at nowhere otherwise. Just so you can be wild for a moment for 45 minutes. You're wild because of the eloquent speaking. That does not change cities. He can hoop and he got a voice like the Winans and it sound good and he can sing at the end of his message. All that stuff is good, but that's not the agenda of the kingdom. But when you take the opinions of others, you'll get right in these people's company and try to meddle in with them. And nobody will know the difference. Why? Because you're building upon other people's opinion. Nobody's going to know what to do except you, pertaining to your life and those that you influence. Are you with me? Let me give you another thing that you can't build upon. You can't build upon false teachings. You can't build upon false teachings. False teachings is anything that goes against Christ being formed in you. Anything. When you leave church or you leave somebody talking to you or whatever the case may be, an anniversary, I don't care where it's at, but when you leave the house of God and you don't leave there with conviction in your heart to become like Christ, it's false. When you leave there and all you can think about is your notes and getting the CD because of the this frequency that's saying there's nine things that you can do to become successful, it's not God. When you leave a place and all you can think about, Paul, is success for you, but not you becoming like Christ, it's not God. Never talk about Christ. Now, the church upon this rock, Paul, Peter was getting from Jesus, God's going to build his church. But now when you come to the church, you hear about everything else except Christ. It's not God. And you got to be careful, because they'll say other stuff or they'll eat it. They'll put it in there, here by there. But the main course got to be Christ being formed in you. The main course got to be we come out of our life to become like him. That's the main course. Not commitment to the local body and be committed to the church. I've never preached on that, and y'all committed to me. I've never preached on how to tithe and what to do and how you give this and how do you stay connected to the man of God and all this foolishness that just gets you into a mental consent of how you embrace God. False teachings, you'll never be able to build upon. Why? Because it'll always empty out. It'll bring you to a place you're still empty. You're doing stuff that's not fulfilling. You're doing it, but it's like, this ain't it. But the teachings will keep you, it's like you're just still pushing that same old ox. The teachings are dead, but you still. Then after a certain season of that, you start justifying it. But he's the man of God, and I've been there for 5 years. and he helped me and da da da. You come up with all this stuff to say, he's not really feeding me. I don't even want to go to church. I'll count the money in the bank. Let me work in the nursery. Why? Because this ain't doing nothing for me. I got this halfway saved husband and I need help, man. I need to hear a word from God. I'm drowning down here. These children running me crazy and I don't even know what to do on the job. I need to hear a word from God. I don't have time for your gimmicks and all of your little preaching to the preachers. I need to hear what God is saying so I can get myself together. I've got some things I want to get right with God. False teachings won't help you. And most of our churches, they teach like that. Sad to say, man, these denominations, not all of them, but some of them. You know, it's about Jesus. They don't grow, they don't build. That's why every message is about you got to get who? Jesus. You got him, but you got to get him again next Sunday. Then if you come to Bible study, let me show you how to get Jesus. Because that's all you need is Jesus. So you need him in the morning, in the noonday, in the midnight hour. Early in the morning, and I can get the hoop on, same message. You need Jesus. You don't have no problem, just get Jesus. That's all they preach, Jesus. Why? Because they're not building upon nothing. You build upon Jesus. Jesus is our foundation, but you got to build upon. The Holy Spirit is here now. Yes. But see, when you denominations or word of faith, it doesn't matter. When they're not building, it's because of false doctrine. False doctrine will always keep you hindered from moving with God. It might keep you in the church, Virgil, but it won't keep you moving with God. It'll keep you not being different from everybody under that roof, because everybody hearing the same baptismal doctrine. It'll keep you where you're not doing, but you'll hear God's voice and you'll be like, what is that? I thought I was getting everything here. What is this? You'll still be going over the railroad tracks searching, because false doctrine, you're never going to be fulfilled. And what amazes me to this day is how many people know that and they still go to these churches. Well, huh? They'll say it with their own mouth, but they still go back. All you can say is, listen, that man of God ain't going to change. But I'm going to talk to him. Go ahead and talk to him. I see you. See you around. Because you're going to think you're going to go in there and do revolution and change, and then you'll find out, no, it don't work like that. He wants it. You growing, he's not. That's what they want to do. But if there's false doctrine in there, you won't grow. And that's what's happening to the church. Nobody's growing. Why? Because the doctrine is not there. I told you during the conference that apostles lay doctrine for the church to operate. In other words, they give the ground rules for the generation of the now so that the true church can operate. But the old church don't want to change. They don't want to change the way you can't do it in the 60s now. Y'all know this common sense. Kids go to school now and y'all them things hitting them. We didn't have to deal with all that stuff. Homosexuality, and you can go and get sleep around and stuff. Teachers sleeping with them now. So I mean, so all you're gonna be telling them is come to VBS for 2 weeks in a year and let them sit. You can't do that now. That stuff is not gonna work. Those kids will be upstairs in the church doing stuff. Have to do like the old people when they look over the glasses like this. In other words, you'll be looking and not knowing what's going on. Why? Because you have not changed. And you're not looking into what God is seeing. False doctrine will keep you in the past. You don't care. Just get Jesus and all that. You can't do that. We got to change. That's why you got to hear a current word. Yes, we do not negate what God has done in times past. But y'all, he's doing a new thing now. Holiness, consecration, we're taking it with us. But we've got to begin to shoot off something new. There's a word for now, for right now in 09. What God is doing in our families with our children is different the way the chemistry is now. You know, we got more people in the church. They got people that are not saved in their family, especially women, where you're struggling with your husband. That means ministries need to change. If that's the side that's wounded, then we need to start putting more attention on it. But most of us, we just go. Most preachers or churches, they don't care. It's been 2 years. You got a wedding ring. They don't even ask. They never even ask, where your husband at? You know, they don't even care. Just take care of the children. Sister Jones doing such a good job with the children. And that's all. Give her a plaque. Never mind she drowning on the inside and need help. We don't want to show her out, but help the lady. She coming and helping the church. Many people out of the false church come to the church for different reasons now. That's all they got. That's the only bleak of hope. But we sit there and squander over it. Why? Because of false doctrine. You can only help people when you give them the word of God. You can't help them by just paying their bills. You got to get them in line with what God is saying for their life. Are you with me? Let me give you another thing that is false that people build on. People build on wrong relationships. In other words, people around you think are strong and you're trying to stand up on them only to find out that you're going to fall. And many of you have done that. I've heard stories where people have disappointed you because you think they're one way when they're not. You cannot trust worldly people. I know that's your aunt. I know that's your mama, your daddy. But you cannot put your trust, because the moment you start getting on a God-given destiny and you set your course, the devil will use anybody he can to stop you. He ain't nothing personal, but he'll use anybody. That's why it's important when it comes to marriage, who you connect with. Oh, I can deal with, oh, no, I can't deal with certain things. I need Christ to be for me. I don't need to project. I need to see manifestation. Are you saved? Holy Ghost full. Walking with Jesus today. Not you go to church on Easter and dress nice and you'll go. I'll tell you, he'll say, I will go. I'll go if you go. See, women, y'all can feel that when they going just for you. And you, that ain't going to last long. And you get on that other side of marriage and it's like, who is this? The devil come out. Why? Because you're building with wrong connections. You can only build with people who are walking in the same way. But when you got wrong association, Cassandra, it hinders you. You'll be sitting around and you'll be thinking, well, they should be able to know they cannot handle spiritual things. If you don't halfway know what you're doing, I mean, and you're going to somebody with no spiritual insight, you're not going nowhere. Sometimes, you know, it's kind of like, you know, something happened to you spiritually, and then people just be around. See, the devil strategized too. He know when you're downtime, and you blab off at the mouth too much. You tell people stuff that you shouldn't be telling them. He watches you. He strategizes too. So he'll send those people casually. Oh, sister, you can talk to me. That you know she carnal. And when you start talking to her about some real issues, she's going to throw the hammer on you. Oh, you need to get rid of him. Telling you everything the devil wants you to hear. Everything. Telling you, as soon as you drop it all, as soon as you hear that, soon as he put it in your ear, well, I went through this with him, and the next thing the devil used her. It wasn't her, but because she was open. You need to tell him he need to get right. See, I did this with Paul. Paul don't play that with me. You see, she's telling you, even though it ain't strong now, they'll tell you like that. And see, that's why I say you got to know who's connected to the people you connected to. Because if I let my children come over to your house, you might be good, but you letting the neighbors come over that's corrupt. And that's just as good as all y'all being at my house. But most of us, we don't value that. Who they talk to. I remember when Lisa and I got married, we had these single, strong-willed women telling them, you know, when I'm going there, I said, I had to tell them straight out, don't call my wife. She can't talk to you. Y'all, we'll see you in church. But you shouldn't be doing that. Says, I don't care what you think. Just don't call my house. Don't call. I don't want you talking to my wife. Because you don't listen to nobody. You don't know. right there, not saying a word, just sitting there. Just want to tell him you weak backbone, no good, ain't got nothing. You letting her tell you, she run everything. She just sitting there. He's just flipping his fingers or something. Letting her tell people off, he don't say nothing. Weak man. Don't want you. Don't call my house. Not for my wife. I don't want Lisa going to the grocery store with her. I'm trying to build my marriage, and then you're going to let all these people come. Bunch of, you know, when you see married people hanging out with a bunch of single people, something wrong. Something attracting you to single people, something wrong. Something you still got that you want to be like this, or you wish you would have done this. The fact is, you married now. Things ought to change. Are you with me? So when associations are corrupt, you cannot build. That's why I don't trust people when your marriage is not strong when it comes to the kingdom. Why? Because you only going to go but so far. I mean you can't be used in the church or God ain't in your heart. But if you don't have your home together, as Paul said, if you can't handle the affairs of your house, you're not qualified for ministry. So let's work on the house, and then we can go into ministry. Ain't that right? So when pastors want to come and say, you know, I still got a ministry, but my wife is walking away. You know, it's like they're preaching and the wife walk away, and this is how they go after her. God is calling you. Come on back, sweetie. Drop the mic and go get her. Drop, run after her. But see, you don't do that when you're associated wrong. When you got wrong association, you come up with different doctrine to accommodate your lifestyle. It's okay. It's okay. You can be around people that drink every day. It's all right. Your association, you can go around mama them. Some of y'all go to your mama house every day. You got to talk to mama every day. And it's okay if you're strong enough. But some of y'all do that because you got soul ties. And that's what corrupts you. Are you with me? Y'all know I'm not talking if your mama is sickly. I'm talking strictly if you got soul ties. Oh, I got to talk to mom. You get on the phone with mama and it's just, you know. How many know you got to check on your mama, especially if she out of town? I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about when you know you just talking to them because your mama becomes your friend. That means you are lonely. Your mama ain't your friend. But you look at your mama like your friend because you've grown. I've seen it on TV. And they say, oh, well, we are best of friends. No, I'm not best of friends with my mama. Your mama? That means you ain't got no friends, man. That's the only person you can call on? I was looking at America's Most Wanted yesterday, and one of the girls' husband, something happened to him. Y'all, anybody seen it? Anyway, but the mama sat there, and her daughter got hooked up with this guy, and the guy must have killed one of the children. They're looking for him, and she kept saying, my daughter, you know, like they buddies. I'm thinking, she got a problem. You don't have no friends or anything like that? Your mama? That's when you associated wrongly. Are you with me? Y'all understand what I'm saying. I'm not talking about having a relationship with your mother or whoever. I'm saying, though, when you link to them in your life, you got to call them. You got to talk to them every day. You dropping by, dropping off. Oh, I saw these okras. I got this pound of rice for mama. You dropping it by every day. I got to get this for mama. Don't do stuff like that. That's soul tie, because when God starts speaking to you, you're gonna feel like, I got to tell mama. And mama going to be all carnal, just going and doing the Easter stuff. And when you tell her, the devil going to use her to hinder you. And you're going to say, oh, I don't need to listen to her mama. I'm strong. And when mama says some stuff, you're going to be like, I bet you some of y'all been in cases where you try to take something out of you, but it ain't that easy. It's like you don't want to think like this. But it's like it still affects you, you know. It's like, man, I prayed and I want this stuff out of me. But it's still in you. That means it's internal. It's got to be rooted out. And the way you do that is because you got pure streams coming into your life that are helping you. You can't stay connected to soulish people. Because if you do that, it's going to hinder you. Are you with me? The way y'all looking at me, I'm hitting home, you know. And some of y'all got to break them habits. It ain't going to hinder you right now. But when you get down, it's going to affect you. So you got to begin to weed. Have healthy relationships with people. Have boundaries. You know, my mother, I have a healthy relationship with her, but she can't get in between me and my wife or my children. It don't work like that. You know, these are your grands. You can do whatever and love them and all that. But, you know, set up a fund or whatever. But, you know, I don't want you coming and visiting them every day at school. You know, I don't want you to feel like these are your children, because they're not. You know, they're not your children. And some of y'all take the benefits of that when your mother is immature or she's not mature enough or spiritual enough. You take all the goods, but you don't want the lash back. You take her money. You take what she do for you and help your children, but then you don't want her advice. You can't do that. You got to be cut away from her altogether. Because as long as somebody's helping you, they got way into your life. It's different when they come and do something on top of what you're doing and they know they don't have to do it. Than them doing it and they know you don't got nothing and they got to do this to help you out. See, it's totally different then. But when you are connected to people like that, you can't go but so far when it comes to the kingdom. You know, you got to grow out of that. Are you with me? Those of you that are married, you know our marriage thing is this weekend on Saturday. But you got to stay free. Stay free of people like that. Don't let anybody just talk to your spouse. Hold people accountable. Who is that? It's okay. You know, men, we don't like that all the time, but you got to get used to that. Where you going? How you doing? Right? What time you coming home? How many times can you go by the store? Like, you look at that thing. Sometimes I can't tell who called, but you look like, what is it now? What time you coming home? Why? Because that you. It's not just because somebody want to keep tab, but we got to make sure we stay pure. I don't want you talking to the, you know, I got to be able to see the devil. You know, where you coming in at? How you going? That's why I let my children, let them just talk. Let them baffle. Let them just talk at the table. How was your day? What did you see? Just let them talk and you just listen. Oh, okay. Baby, what you think about? Just talk. Well, who did you go out with today? What do y'all do? You know, what's going on? Why? Because you don't want the devil to come in because you just trying to give them their room. A man shouldn't do that. If you know somebody dealing with stuff, then you got to go to them. Are you with me? And some of you think that that's not possible because you look at yourself for something that you're not. Anybody can fall. Falling don't mean just in sin. Falling means that you fall off course of where God wants you to go. You're not going to get there. We think falling means just sin, but it's not. Are you with me? So you got to be careful. You want to get to a place that God can continue to build, but you will not build when you got wrong association. You're still hanging out with deadbeats. You still, people talk to you on the phone and everything is carnal. I mean, no spiritual talk. I'm not talking about a 3-minute conversation. I'm talking about an hour, 2 hours. There's nowhere in the world you can stay on the phone for 2 hours talking about nothing and say you believe God and God got, because you got time, you got things to do. If it's just reading or sitting around, you ain't going to sit. It ought to be irritating you. People like that, yes, you got to go around them, but it ought to be in and out. How you doing? Good to see you. All right. And gone. But some of y'all got your heart into it. Telling them your heart. Thinking they're going to listen to you. Them people will take your heart and squeeze it. And you'll be saying the devil. No, you gave the devil the ammunition because of your association. And I'll track it back to you connecting with wrong people. Because when you connect with the right people, you can say things and they'll look at you in light of where you're going. They may not embrace your vision of where God is taking you, but they will have accepted it. And when they accept it, they'll say, oh, that's kind of out there, but I can see you doing that. Because why? They're following the God pattern and not the way things are. Are you with me? You want to build, you got to get right association. You got to come into covenant with people. Because y'all will be amazed as you go through the week. What stops you? And it'll be association. You'll see something and it'll remind your mind. Then you'll go there. You'll feel something. Somebody will say something. You know, I know me being married, sometimes if Lisa does something to me, I have to fight feelings off because certain feelings will remind you of certain things, hurts, and you have to fight it off. You can't react. If you're going to grow and build on it, you just can't stay there. Can't remind that, you know, the man lost his job doing this, but then if he loses it again and then it happens, you can't react the same. I told you, it happened again. That's not building. This is a new day. You know, people change. But how are people going to build with you when you connected with people when all they're going to do is tell you what you're doing wrong? You got to build. You got to strengthen yourself. If there's only one thing right, that's what you look at. Find something good in the midst of something and start building. I remember one time, Lisa, I mean, she made me so upset. I don't know what it was. This was years ago. And I just looked at her in the face. I said, girl, you look good. I'm glad you look good, because if you didn't look good, if you was ugly and we were fighting, it would be different. But I'm glad you look good. I got to find something. Something on the inside to keep sanity. You're good. You're looking good, girl. That light skin, oh, you're looking good. I said, oh, you're pretty. I had to find something. And don't you know, it began to help me a little bit. My wife ain't ugly. But you better find something. But if you don't change your mind, you're looking at the same stuff. You're going, and you, before you know it, you, all you're doing is helping the devil to put her in a ditch. Put him in a ditch. Builders build, Kelvin. We got to build. Your children make you upset, you got to build. That's why the main thing you got to learn to do if you're going to be a real Christian is forgive and release. Forgive and release. Forgive and release. Don't hold. Forgive and release it. Don't remember stuff from yesterday and all that. Deal with it. Forgive, release it. I can't even remember stuff. Just release it. Why? You live today, you might die tomorrow. Just live it up. I ain't got time. Something happened. And, you know, there are a lot of people, y'all may not know this, but it's a lot of people wish they would have said things when they could have said things. Wish they could have do things that they could have did when things were going right. But they focused on the wrong thing because they associated with wrong people. You got to get with people that when you leave their presence, you feel like, man, I feel good. Feel like God is on my life and something is happening. My life is growing and I need to pray to get like them. They got their spiritual bank full and it stays full, so they're more discerning. It puts them in a place where they can make better decisions. See, if you're not real with yourself, man, you still think you're something that you're not. See, the profile of a builder says, I got to connect with good people. And you got to do just like Jesus did. He picked his people. See, I pick my friends. I don't go and just say, well, you know, this. You got to pick them based off where you're going. Some of y'all let friends rub on you. When God send them, they still got to go through something. Let me see. Because you might be good on the outside. I know you go to church and you help out the pastor and all that. But let me see what kind of fruit you got. How much love you walk in. You don't do that, you're going to get tricked because somebody spent 2 hours prophesying to you and telling you you're going to Brazil and you got a business and you get all fascinated by the gifts, not knowing that the gifts don't mean you're mature. The fruits of the Spirit is what makes you mature. You're going by how God used somebody instead of how much of God is in somebody. That's what begins to change you. And I'm telling you, before you bump to the left, you're about to go off the road. They'll be telling you truth and you'll be right. Are you with me? Let me give you about two things that you got to do if you're going to build. Number one, you got to change your thinking. Romans 12 and 2, we know this. Your thinking has got to change strategically. Most people don't change their thinking. You keep thinking the same way. You get out of the situation, but your thinking stays the same. You got to change your thinking about relationships. You got to change your thinking about finances. Change your thinking about how you deal with God. Your relationship with God has to be redefined. It has to be redefined on what is a relationship with God? How do you see the kingdom of God? These things have to be changed in your mind, because as your spirit is new, you've got to change your mind into what your spirit is seeing so that the fighting can stop. Most of you, your mind resists your spirit because your mind is on this worldly pattern and you're trying to squeeze God into your mind instead of embracing your spirit and saying, guess what? I got to change my mind. You got to change your mind. Change your mind. When it comes to how you deal with your children, most of us, we'll say, yeah, they're going to learn this and that, but we're still letting TV do it. Change. You haven't changed. When you don't change, you can't build. Because the builder knows that when I build this house, then I've got to move from the old house into this house. So there's a changing. The bathroom was on the left side in that house. Now I got to walk to the right side in this house. How do you adjust? Your mind changes. But when you don't change your mind, you still say things, but you're doing the same thing. You ever see people go back to the same thing? It's because their minds are not changing. You want to be a builder, you got to change your mind. You will accelerate what God has in your life when you change your mind. You know, if you will change your mind, you don't have to do that. Who says that? Change it. You got to be an optimistic person. Are you with me? Change it. How you deal with your wife, how you deal with your spouse, how you deal with the children. You can change it today. This is America. You can alter it. The standard of your life can go up, Anthony. You can just pull it up. How? Because you change your thinking. Are you with me? You know, I'm just using me for example. There are times where, I'm kind of a little cheap on certain things, and I'll go to McDonald's and stuff like that, but then I'll take people out, and now I'll go to the different restaurant. Why? You change your thinking. If you're going to get to a place called there, you got to change your thinking. You can't think poverty and want God. So beggars can't be prosperous. So when you are begging, that means this is where you think God's going to answer you at. This is why you say, Mama, let me hold $10. Because that's where you think it's coming from. But when you know God has something over there, you step up. And you go and you go to the fountain that you're going to receive from. Why? Because your thinking changed. Even when you don't know when it's going to come, you say, still, I'm receiving it from here. You say, I'm going to take the high country. I'm not going down to this low means and let the church look like we begging and all we're going to do is feed the poor. See, you start changing your mind. But if you don't change your thinking, nothing happens. You'll still be going to the same well, but you'll come to church thinking, oh, I'm prosperous and all that. It's like people come on the church, come on the job, and they late. They don't have no productivity, but then all of a sudden, they supposed to be the spiritual guidance. How? You just like the rest of them in your action. See, God's looking for a company that we can model something different. How do you change the model? You change the way the instructions work. I used to think that women and marriage was 50-50. That's how I used to think. I work, you working too now. No, you can't sit home now. No, you got to work. But then I learned she's the weaker vessel. You can do as you please. I'm the provider. See, it changes. I wasn't thinking like that, just like everybody else. That's how I was thinking. If you want to work, that's fine. But I'm the provider. God's going to use me for these basic needs. Why? Because you change your thinking. The children got to be brought up. Well, the times are changing. I can't just pray for them. I got to interact with them a little bit more. I can't just know where they like now. I got to know somewhat of where they're going so I can point them in a direction, a career that's going to enable God to move with them according to what's in them. See, things change. But if you don't change your mindset, All you do is let them watch TV, summertime, let them just hang out. No different. If you're going to be a builder, you got to change your thinking. When it comes to worship, you know, you come to church and you got to get pumped up. You got to live a life of worship. Are you with me? So again, we got to make sure that God is beginning to do this and changing your thinking more about every area of your life, because some of you want to defend the wrong thinking. And that's why most of your arguments are with your friends or your marriage or your mama, is because you're trying to argue something when you've changed or they've changed and you don't want to accept that. When your thinking change, logically thinking, you can't expect you to be thinking something different and keep old friends. They think like this. You change your dress. So don't think those people going to come with you like that. Some of them may. But your thinking takes you to the new place. Remember, we are becoming like Christ. Christ ain't becoming like us. We're coming out of our culture into the kingdom culture to bring forth God's glory. Not my will, let your will be done. That's the process of you going through. What is that process? A part of it is your thinking. Stop thinking you're poor. And you got to wait your time and all this stuff. Now is the day. You know, you've got to see it before you see it. You got to have it in you. Even if it's not fully manifested. Why? Because your posture changes, Eric. Because your thinking changes. I got a strong marriage. I have strong children. Don't be coming here saying my children got problems in school and all this. We can correct anything. They're normal. See, you got to believe what God is believing. Don't come here, oh, they're single mom and they didn't have no father. You sit there and harp on that, and that's exactly how they'll respond. They saw this, and they saw me throw the iron at mama and all this, and it damaged them, and here they are 12. And you still mentioning that to justify their behavior. That's over with. You know, you giving the devil ammunition. People see things. Yes, the child may not have been productive in the area, but you got to keep reinforcing them with your changed thinking. Yeah. See, your changed thinking say things can happen, but happen, they don't have to take over. I'm sorry. You can apologize, do all you can do, and say, I'm going to be there for those moments like that. But you got to become like Christ. God has a plan for you, sweetie, and it's not negated. Why? Because you're still living. If something was going to take you out, that's different. But because you got up this morning and you're breathing, that means that God still wants to get you to the place called there. So your thinking changes and you don't accommodate the devil. If you're going to be a builder, you got to think differently. Every message I give is for you to shift your thinking. That's why every time you hear me say, or you hear a man or woman of God say, you'll never be the same. Why? Your thinking is changing. You're picking up something to add. This is why we get together. So you can pick up things to add to your resume, to add to what you're doing. See, the builder always thinking adding, not keeping up with the same thing, not gas station church. Well, you come in and get full, go back in the world, get empty, and come back. See, when you're on that old stuff, that's what happened. There's no building in the old church. It's maintained. Let's keep up what we got. We've been doing, we had a Boy Scout troop for 300 years. We the oldest African-American church in the community. See, these things are good, but they don't mean nothing. What means something is how much of Christ, how much are you influencing the city? Jesus didn't die, and Paul didn't go from Corinth to Ephesus for us to make monuments out of a building or some organization. The purpose of him doing that was to push Christ, not to celebrate a building and say how long you've been there in the heritage of it. He did it so Christ could be formed in areas where it wasn't before. But you got to change your thinking. Are you with me? Can I give you one more thing? One more thing, and then I'm going to let you go. The last thing that I'm going to give you today that will help you to build is that you got to be connected in the right church. You got to be connected in the right church. In other words, you got to be connected to the man or woman of God accurately. And what is that? Because most of you will say, well, I come to church and I listen. But connection is everything. Because you know that this is your primary source, not the only source. Doesn't mean you don't go to other churches in the sense of visiting. But you recognize that this is my spiritual father, and this is the person that's going to help me primarily to get where God wants me to go. You acknowledge that. You take that. You're beginning to walk into that. Because other than that, God's not going to send you somewhere by yourself. No man is an island. So what you feel on the inside that God called you to is going to be a part of what he put inside of me. It's going to be a part of it. It's not like you're going to get something good like most people do and say, oh, I got it from here, and take off. It won't be God. With me? You may leave the location, or God may have you to go to Georgia or somewhere else, but I'm talking about connecting to the man of God or woman of God. You'll never be done with that, because your father is your father no matter what. Are you with me? But if you don't know how to connect to a man or woman of God accurately, I'm not talking about knowing my natural, but connecting to the spirit of the man, the spirit of that woman, so that you can download what you need, where you can be encouraged and even rebuked, where you can go forward and change, then you'll never be a builder. The world will tell you you can do this on your own. The world will tell you all you need to do is work your gifts. The world will tell you, listen, you got enough. Go over here where you're needed, where you can sing on the choir and they let you lead. And it feel like the people are blessing. And they hugging and loving on you in that respect. That's what the world will tell you. But when you got the profile of a builder, he's going to say, I got a man or woman of God that I'm accountable to. That they shape my life spiritually. They help me. They build me. I take in. I can take rebuke from them. Why? Because they are the primary people that help me go where God wants me to go. I don't go to them and try to say, you can't tell me nothing wrong. Because if you think you're going to get to where God wants you to go without no rebuke, you might as well don't start the journey. Put your bag down. If you think you're not going to be corrected at no time, and you're not going to be like, how? If you think God's going to show you everything right now, you might as well don't go. Because he's not going to put somebody in your life for you to know everything. Are you with me? So if you're going to be a builder, you got to be a person that's connected. Some of y'all don't have that identity. You can't flop from church to church. You can't go here and then eat here and then go here, because you will be a jack of all trades, but you won't master that place God wants you to go. You got to be focused on your assignment, and God has to send primary people. Your spiritual father, and this is something lacking in the body of Christ. There's a difference between pastoring and fathering. There's a difference between teaching and fathering. There's a total difference. And if you don't recognize that and begin to get under covering that will have your best interest, that love you and not prostituting you, or covering that's helping you, where some people are not helping you, you helping them more, then things are not going to happen for you. Are you with me? Come on, let's thank you. We thank you for all that you're doing in us, Lord God. Help us to have the mindset of a builder, Lord God. Help us to stay strong in our minds and stay mentally fit for you, Lord God. Help us to resist those relationships that are carnal and soulish. Father, and we'll do that for your glory. You know, we don't just like people, but Father, we want your glory in our lives. We want to see the fullness of your purpose in our lives. And Father, help us, strengthen us, use us, Lord, to be more like you. Father, help us that even when we're disappointed in certain areas, that we don't stop building. Let us stumble and not fall, Lord God. Forgive us for giving way to the enemy when things have happened in our lives, when we know we should have continued to pursue you or go after you. Forgive us for associating ourselves with wrong people, family members, that we should have timely times with them instead of just letting them just open our lives to them, Lord God. Forgive us for allowing people to hinder us when you've set the mark for us, you've raised the standard. And help us, Lord God, to be strong in every aspect as we redefine our marriages, as we redefine our children interaction and social life, our family life, biologically, and here even covenantly here in the church, Lord God. Help us not to pick people based off how we feel and how much we got in common, but more according to our purpose we have to come into. Father, let covenant be the common word that we walk out. And Father, we give you all the praise for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. While you're here-